Union Mobile. IQ, KF4NXY.
KF4NXY. This is N4IQ. Well, good morning. Still morning. I'm out here in this wonderful weather. It's great living in sunny South Carolina. Over.
It's not living up to it today. Yeah, I gotta go out in it shortly. Got a funeral I gotta go to. My nephew's grandmother passed away. Here for him, otherwise I wouldn't be getting out in it.
I'll get out in this unless you really have to. That sounds like a good reason to get out here. I guess my reason. But I'm sorry to hear about the loss. I'm headed to lunch with a couple guys. And, I haven't gone to lunch with them for about 3 or 4 weeks, which is a long time. But my wife keeps telling me I have to be here with. It's about 45. I don't know what the temperature is going to be tonight, but I don't think it's going to get down to freezing. Hopefully. Oh, by the way, the name is Bill.
Yeah, the name here is David. I'm one of the umpteen number of Davids on this repeater.
A lot of Davids. Just off the top of my head, I could think of, well, I was going to say three, but now I could say four. I don't know. That's a popular name. And, let's see. I'm surprised I haven't talked to you before, but maybe I have and I just forgot. Over.
You might have heard me on before. I've heard you on before, but I don't think I've talked to you. A lot of times when you put your call out there, somebody, you know, comes on back to you rather quickly. So I was kind of waiting to see if somebody was going to jump in, and when they didn't, that's when I decided I'd jump in and talk to you a little bit.
I'm your company. On my small trip here, it takes me about half an hour to go to the restaurant. It's on Woodruff. It's a little meet and three called Mimos. It's right next to the Greenville Car Wash. I think that's it's on Lawrence Road. What near to what used to be was the highway department. Boy, that thing's been gone. But it takes me about half an hour to get there from Simpsonville. At least the Simpsonville area, I guess is what I should say. Are you still working? Are you retired or what?
I'm retired. Live out in the country down here in southern Greenville County, and kind of got me a little antenna farm out here around the house, and, you know, kind of play with the radios and ride the motorcycle and go fishing when the weather's decent.
To work when you have all those hobbies. I used to do a lot of fishing with my dad before he passed away. And after he passed away, I don't think I ever went fishing again. But my father really loved to go fishing. And so what kind of antennas you got?
To my own, a lot of times we just go to one of these little pay ponds and you know, do catfish. And you know, when I take the boat, we do I don't know how you pronounce it, crappie or crappy fishing. Do night fishing with my brother-in-law, and usually we'll get a group of us, and we'll go down to Lake Russell State Park and stay a few days in one of the cabins and take the boats down there and just, you know, have a good time.
And you can do that. I used to go to Lake Thurman. They used to call it Lake Thurman. But we used to go down there. It'd always be a group. Sometimes we'd go like four or five. A bunch of guys my dad used to work with. And then I'd go. And always had a good time doing it. I always say crappy. But I guess that's not the polite way of saying crappy. But my dad really liked to go bass fishing. That's what largemouth bass fishing. That's what he really liked to do. But we'd go crappy fishing some too. But not all that often. Over.
Most of the time when we go, we don't have a whole lot of luck catching the fish. It's a good thing we don't depend on the fish to feed us while we're, you know, at the lake. We'd get right hungry.
I used to think, well, when I went with my dad, everybody had boats, you know. I used to look around and think, you know, I wonder what we're really paying per pound for this fish, you know. If you had to think of it that way, most people wouldn't go fishing. But all of us had boats. And I don't have any boats anymore. I used to have a camper and I'd take it down there too. But really don't do much of that anymore. I've got a brother who lives here. I don't know if you've ever talked to him. His call is AC4Q. His name's Phil. He's actually my twin brother. And he now lives in Cowpens. Occasionally he'll get on this repeater.
I don't think I've talked to him. Like I say, it is a nasty day today, but I think the weather lady was saying starting pretty soon we're going to have some sunshine again.
When that happens, it'll be getting down in the 20s at night. So you can have the sunny weather or the cold weather. Those two, but you can't have the sunny weather, warm weather, it looks like.
You're not really going to get warm around here until we start getting into the end of March and first part of April.
All right. Well, you're talking about the antennas you got. Are they HF antennas?
One of them is. It's, let me think. It's a Gap Titan. I've got it at the end of the house. Use it for HF, and the tuner and the radio will pretty much tune it, you know, no matter what frequency I'm on. And the rest of them, I'm on a little 2-meter beam right now, kind of pointed at Caesar's head, and I've got radios throughout the house. I'm at one end of the house with this radio and antenna, and I got a radio in the midsection of the house that's hooked to a tower. I mean, the antenna's on a tower, and I got a radio in the bedroom, and the antenna's on a little pole, and then I got a shop out there, and I've got a couple of antennas on it, so got a pretty good collection of antennas. One of the new ones seems to sprout up about every springtime.
Collection, that's for sure. Like I tell my wife, I said, if she ever comments about it, I always tell her, you can't have too many antennas. And by the same token, you can't have too many radios. That's just the way it is. So do you keep your motorcycle out in your shop?
Yes, sir. I try to keep them in the shop out of the weather. But the wife, I think she feel like I've kind of reached my limit on the radios. I think, you know, she feels like that this 991A is the last one I'm going to need for a while.
The radios, I've got one of those, 991A, and I was using it yesterday. It's not my main radio, but I really do like that little radio. The only problem I have with it is my fingers are about 10 times the size of those buttons on there, whether it's the buttons around the knob or touch screen stuff. Yesterday, I was on one of you. I knew something was wrong, and everybody sounded like they're off frequency. I'd tune, I couldn't hear them. And I had accidentally hit the notch filter on the touch screen, and that thing was doing a good job. I tell you, I finally figured out what it was, but my eyesight's not real good. And I thought I had looked at it to see if it was on, and it was, but while I was looking at it, I thought it said it was off. Oh well.
Answer a question for me. How, you know, talking about your eyesight, my mind's not the greatest either. How hard is it to run the display out to like a computer monitor or you know, something else a good bit bigger? Is that something can be done? I haven't gone through the manual on this thing that much.
As it comes out of the box, you can't get it out. So, I don't know. There's some software. I forget, it's like Windows for Yaesu or something like that. I don't use it, but I've heard some people that have it say it's really pretty good, and it really so you just run that software on your computer, and it's got a nice display and that sort of thing.
There is a USB port on the back of it, and I have hooked my laptop to it and run the HRD, so yeah, that could I'll look for that Windows for Yaesu, see what it says.
Yeah, the software I use is mostly uses 991A. It works really good. I use the WSJTX and FL Digi, and also use the contesting program N1MM, but they're all tied into the CAT, that sort of stuff. But there is a third-party software. I believe it's called Windows for Yaesu, or Win Yaesu, or something like that. There's probably some people on here, but I understand it's really pretty good, pretty slick. Well, I don't have any problems. Well, I don't mind using the, I got to pay attention here, I'm on the interstate, and I got to go to Greenville. I don't want to go to Spartanburg. I better watch what I'm doing here. Over.
Hey, David, good morning, sir. KO4NUE, how are you today? And other gentlemen in there did catch your call sign. Just wondering if I could borrow the frequency just for a second, if you don't mind. KO4HKX, KO4NUE. HKX, KO4NUE. Be no contact, clear frequency.
Anytime. Bill, since you're out there on the interstate, I know I'll let you go. I've been out on the interstate and been talking on the road and missed my exit. So, you have a good afternoon. Enjoy talking with you, and I'll catch you later. KF4NUE. you'll find them.
And appreciate you riding along with me. It's pretty good timing. I only got about 4 minutes, 5 minutes before I have to destinate. So now's a good time. And I did go through the spaghetti bowl there and did not get on the wrong exit. So 73, and hope to talk to you again real soon. N4IQ.